Well, what we'll do is we're going to create about 37 acres of plant life in the Firestone Creek watershed, and that will be flooded, and that will help remove the phosphorus and nitrogen that's coming down the creek into Lake Mitchell. There will be three sediment traps that will also help catch the sediment that carries the phosphorus, and which is what's lying on the bottom of Lake Mitchell. That's the reason we need to dredge it and get that out of the bottom of Lake Mitchell. That's what is released into the water column as it sits in the lake. That will help. We'll be looking at a drawdown here in the next few months to take the level down. That way we can maintain those sediment traps as well as the vegetation that's going to be growing in that wetland.